Good afternoon and welcome to Unity Church of Lights Silent Unity Prayer Service. We're glad to be here. We're glad to come, as Jesus said, come apart a while and rest and trust. So we're going to begin our service with Sarah Carr Jordan reading the Daily Word.
Gentle. I am a gentle presence, whether with people, animals, or the earth. I have a tender touch that says everything and everyone is worthy of God's love. I speak and act in ways that express this truth. There may be times when I feel the temptation to be a little rough or harsh in my interactions. I take these reactions as a cue to breathe deeply, to calm myself, letting go of anger and irritation. I am once again able to respond with gentle kindness. I soften and feel the peace that comes from connecting with my spiritual self. My words express my caring and compassion. As I share this softness with the world, I spread divine love wherever I go. Through my gentleness, though my gentleness may, others know the grace of God. James 3:13 says, "Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom."
Thank you, Sarah, for that beautiful daily word reading. So, I'm going to ask you to relax, get in a comfortable position, and just let go of anything that has brought you here today. And we're going to join with Silent Unity's prayer service this afternoon. So breathe in and breathe out. We know every moment begins with the breath. So as we breathe in and as we breathe out, we experience an inflow of vitality that is a beginning point for the next divine idea. Breathing in and breathing out, we know the truth of all sufficiency. Our very source and inner resource is God. So we begin this time together, this period of prayer, with breath. We know that with each breath we take, we're breathing in life, love, peace, wisdom, all the attributes of God. And centered in God, we are secure and peaceful in this moment, right here, right now, as we shift our focus from outer activity to God, our source and our inner resource. We realize God is peace. All the peace in the universe. There's no need to seek outside of ourselves. For God is peace, and that peace resides within each and every one of us. All cares and concerns diminish in the presence of peace that passes all understanding. God is peace, and in our quiet mind and in our compassionate heart, we realize peace in the quiet. And in the presence and the power of peace, within the silence of prayer, we gain a clear sense of direction. Anytime we need greater clarity or wisdom, we turn within, centered in the silence of prayer. We open our mind to see more clearly the possibilities ahead. In this moment right here, right now, we open our heart to feel our way forward, relying upon the spirit of wisdom. We know what is ours to do. Take that in the first person. Relying upon the spirit of wisdom, I know what is mine to do. Relying upon the spirit of wisdom, I know what is mine to do. By the power of divine life, we thrive. The light of divine life shines within the cells of our bodies and in every crevice of our awareness. The promised fullness of life is ours as we bask in the light of wholeness, vitality, strength, and well-being. God is the light of life that I realize in the silence. God is the light of life that I realize in the silence. And in realizing the light of life, we welcome every blessing in a spirit of gratitude and generosity. As we reflect on the many ways our life is blessed, we overflow with gratitude, realizing God is the source of every creative idea. We are prospered. We are purpose-filled. We are thoughtful and kind. All that we can be and all that we can do flows from the silence. Repeat that to yourself in the first person. All that I can be and all that I can do flows from the silence. And I take this moment right here, right now, to rest and trust and to know, to experience the flow of God's essence moving in and throughout every fiber of our being. And we rest, and we absorb, and we take in all that is spirit right here, right now, in the quietness of this moment. We experience the presence and the flow of God. And so as we prepare to return to the presence of the room, take a few moments and give thanks for the gifts you have just received in the quiet. And we take these gifts and we share them with the universe. If anyone has asked you to pray with them this week, or if you want to hold someone in the essence of this healing energy, then speak their names aloud or hold them in your heart, but do so right now. And we let these vibrations enfold those in foreign countries, and also all the foreign leaders and the leaders of our country, President of the United States, Vice President, the Senate, the Congress people, all the judges. We surround them in love and light of wisdom. And we let these feelings flow, embracing anyone who may be searching and in need of this truth this morning. We enfold them in light and love. And we open our eyes and we see the beauty all around us. We see the potential in all beings. By the power of faith, we can see beyond the appearances to the truth. We perceive the ripened fruit before the first bloom appears on the tree. And as we breathe into this time of awakening from prayer, we know we are filled with faith. And not only are we filled with faith, but we are faithful. So as we close this time of prayer in the hours ahead, let us choose to be anchored in peace, wisdom, life, and faith. Let gratitude rise up and be our guide for all we say and do from this moment forward. So in conclusion, we enfold everyone that we have placed in the midst of us and surround them in the prayer protection. Let us affirm it together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and it is so, and so it is. Go forth and have a blessed and wonderful week, and happy Mother's Day to all of you out there. Blessings.